Hey.
This is for you, Morris. This is for you. Only you.
What do you mean? You wouldn't wear that for the just no. because you don't want to look like a festive elf?
Nope. I'm the opposite of festive. I need a Grinch hat.
I don't think they make Grinch hats.
I need to paint me green. Let's go.
I can do that.
Stick hair all over my face. Let's rock it.
Hey, you are growing the hair back out.
I am. Yeah.
Is that a conscious decision or is that I've been on vacation the last week and not shaved decision?
That's a conscious and I don't give no shit.
You just hoboing it up.
Yes.
For the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Seth and Colby Show. It is Christmas Eve. We should have, like, Christmas music or something, right?
I was going to say, why was that sensual?
I didn't know it was sensual. That was just my, that's my laugh.
That's the opposite of your laugh. Now you're Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So how's it been, man?
It's been great, you know, this week off from the show.
Yeah?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
No.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't a week off.
To talk. Yeah, it's been a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess, yeah.
It's been a week.
I feel like when we miss the Thursday episode, not that big of a deal. We miss the Sunday episode, it feels like a really long time, which doesn't make any sense.
It's a week either way.
Because it's a week either way, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I think what it is because I am live every day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we don't do the show on Sunday. Because Thursdays, I still do my stream.
I gotcha.
But yeah, Sunday, if we don't have the show, I just sit and do it. And I'm like forced to think about my life and my decisions. I don't want to do that.
Man, what are you talking about?
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
It is.
So maybe get a hobby, dude.
Hey, I've been watching things.
Okay, what you been watching?
I watched The Punisher.
Okay.
I'm watching Daredevil Season 2, finally.
Okay.
In reverse order, on
right?
For some reason, but I also watched Bright.
Okay,
and then I watched What Happened to Monday.
Dude, that movie was bad.
It was. What do you mean bad?
It was not what I expected.
Yes,
and
for sure,
the acting was of those ladies was not that great. You didn't like. You liked their acting.
Dude, it's the same woman.
Yeah, so
having to act with herself 5,000 times. Eddie Murphy did it. He got an Oscar.
He did?
No.
What? He just.
He did do it. What was it?
Eddie Murphy did it. He got an Oscar. He did? No.
He didn't get an Oscar, but he did it. Norbit. You remember Norbit?
Oh, the big fat woman?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
That's totally counts. He played like five characters in that movie.
He definitely didn't get
Jack
an Oscar
Black,
for Norbit.
The Farties. Or Fatty Farts 2.
That's a movie in a movie.
Yeah, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten an Oscar, man.
Have you seen Orphan Black?
Mm-mm.
The whole point of that show is the main character plays. She has clones, so she plays herself.
I gotcha.
And that's a really high-quality show.
Yeah.
I didn't like What Happened to Monday. It was kind of stupid.
It was really dumb.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was like, well, because like the first like three days that they knew about them,
right.
they could have just gone to their apartment and blown it up like they did
right.
4 days
that's
later.
That's what I didn't get, is like if they're just trying to kill him, why didn't they just kill him?
Yeah.
Like the whole, hey, we're outside your apartment, but we don't want to make a scene.
Yet here's the scene.
Right, doesn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah. If I would have known, okay, I watched that movie because Willem Dafoe's in it, and I really like Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he's not really.
Yeah, it's like Bryan Cranston in Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, he's all over the marketing, but he's in the movie maybe 30 minutes total.
Yeah.
Because he knew what garbage it was, but he's like, I still need to pay for this Mercedes, though, so I'm going to come do this movie, but the bare minimum, like my Mercedes payment, and then I'm out.
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's what it was.
Bright was better.
Yeah, Bright is, man, I hear, we were driving, we went up to see Chris's family in Kansas City over the weekend, so I listened to a lot of radio, and there were ads on the radio for Bright.
Wow.
And it's like, only available on Netflix.
Yeah, they are pushing it
right
hard.
Which I didn't realize Netflix needed to do. Because I feel like Netflix push is what they're doing, which is every time you log into Netflix, here's Bright, and only Bright. You have to scroll through six lines of Bright to get to the next things. It's like, here's Bright. Oh, but have you heard of Bright? Yeah, I don't
they're
care about
really
Bright.
Proud,
about
Bright.
They're really
proud, man. They're really proud.
They got like William Smith, dude.
Yeah, it's dad's the big name actor. It's an original film by them, you know, so.
I feel like the Brad Pitt one it should have been a big push, but they didn't push that one either.
Well, they did when it came out. It was like 2 years ago.
Dude, I've been hearing about Bright. I've been hearing about Bright for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, it was in trailers on YouTube, and then it was on trailers for Netflix. And now it's literally like the biggest. Like, when I opened up Netflix yesterday, because I've been watching The Crown, because I am a woman, and it is the best show I've ever seen. All right.
The best, huh?
The Crown, dude. It is. So great. Wow. All right. And yesterday when I logged on, or Friday, whatever day Bright came out, I think it was like Friday or Saturday. It must have been yesterday because I wasn't here Friday. So Saturday, the first time I got on Netflix after it came out, you know how like they show the top 3/4 of the screen is like a movie preview?
Yes.
And then, you know, you see the bottom 1/4 of the next thing. The whole screen was a Bright trailer. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now with all the Bright? Yeah. So I just...
They want you to watch it, man.
I'm not going to because they want me to real bad.
And then, like, the orc guy that's in it, I did not know who he was.
Joel Egerton.
Yeah, but, like, Warrior is, like, one of my favorite movies.
Warrior?
Yeah, it's with him and Tom Hardy, and they play, like, brothers that fight in UFC together.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Never heard of that movie, but it sounds great, man. So, you see we're dropping frames right now?
I do.
So, should we close Chrome?
No, I don't think
and
that
see
does
if
it, it.
And see if it fixes the problem?
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is that Twitch or OBS sucks.
I don't know. I kind of want to... Well, first of all, let me tweet. Okay. I'm going to close Chrome. Let's see if it gets better.
It's not going to get better.
What if it does, though? It's not. And we have to use Microsoft Edge.
It's not going to get better.
I'm saying we haven't dropped... Well, we dropped 2 frames right there. 2.
Yeah, but then it went up to 4,600. That was the highest I've seen it.
Yeah. We have decided that it's not our internet.
Yeah.
It's not the internet itself.
Sketchy.
It could
business.
Be it could be see now it's dropping frames. It could be my computer. It could be my internet equipment. It also could be Twitch. It could be anything.
But I don't know how streamers do it, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like people who don't have money for Twitch. Like I'm literally at the mercy of my ISP.
Yeah.
Like you have to throw like okay, you have to be talented, you have to have the work ethic, you have to be consistent, you have to be entertaining, you have to have all those things, and then the luck of people finding you.
Right.
You have to have all of those, and you also have to have the internet that doesn't suck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And one of those things you can't control.
Yeah.
Well, two of them: the luck of people finding you and the internet thing.
Yeah, the internet thing I feel like is a big hindrance.
Yep, but I mean, I think it's okay. Like most people, especially people that watch both this and my stream, like they know how much I rail about. It probably looks fine, but it bothers me. But
yeah,
I don't like talk about it because I feel like it's like it's too inside baseball, you know?
It's just
I'm gonna try to not look at.
It's never done it this bad.
No, well, it did on our last show.
Right.
Right, and I don't know how to fix
like
it.
Like the last 2 months, you've had issues with it. And I'm just like, what?
I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird, but I'm going to move past it. I'm just not going to look up there.
What?
Okay, if you see me look up there, you yell at me.
I know, but it just changes colors and it makes me look at
it. What if we do this? Okay. Make it.
Oh, that. Damn it.
I'm trying to resize it.
Windows auto size.
Windows
it,
wouldn't
let. Gotcha.
Okay, what if we do. There.
That works.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight,
but
out
now
of
if
mind.
We go offline chat, you'll have to tell us because we can no longer see it.
Can't really see it.
Yeah,
I doubt that will happen, though.
I don't think it will either.
But
we don't know. We're just going to pull it up at the end of the thing. It's going to be like 6 trillion frames. We'll be like, well, I guess we don't want our show.
Well.
But it is available on audio.
It's an audio show today.
But welcome, guys. It is Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Hello. It is Christmas Eve. After this show, I'm going to go to my parents. I'm going to eat a lot of food.
Yep.
So I'm kind of excited to actually get this over with. But not like in the way of like, let's hurry up and do it. But like, I'm actually excited to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know you don't understand this because you hate everything about your life.
And Christmas specifically.
Right. Yes. But like, I really enjoy doing this. And then I also enjoy being with my family. So I'm having a pretty good day today.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Now that I've hidden the pain of the drop frames, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not happy because my motto in life, you know, don't get happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to broach that. But, yeah, you know, I'm not sad.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Just very normal, you know.
That's better than sad.
At least I'm not wearing an elf hat is what I'm saying,
Chad.
At
least you're not wearing an elf hat. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you look good, man. You pull off the elf look great. Yeah. Don't shake your head. You do. It's beautiful. No. You're a beautiful man, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. No. Should we start the show?
Yeah, let's start the start.
I've got things I want to talk about today, but most of them are stupid. Like we've got stuff about Game of Thrones. We've got stuff about this alcohol stuff. We got the best. We have a website that compiled the best of the years from all of the websites to come up with an average best of the year site list, so we can be like, here's the best 2017. So I'm kind of interested to see that, just so we can see how out of touch we are.
All right.
But generally, we're just going to have a good time and do a normal show today, because just because it's Christmas doesn't mean our lives are any different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to eat a lot, and Colby's been off all week, so he has even less to talk about than normal.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a thing. Yep. All right. Well,
welcome.
Okay. Well, we'll start the intro.
The show.
Here we go, dude.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, mean culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. How is it going? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is episode number 47.
Getting close to 50, man.
I know. I think 50 will be, New Year's is on a month, right?
Yes.
So.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
So our first episode of 2018 will be episode 50.
Will it be?
Yeah, because we're going to do one. We'll do one on.
This is 48. Our next one's 48, and then Sunday's 49.
Right.
And then 50.
And Thursday will be what, the 27th or something like that? 28th?
Yep.
And then we'll do number 49 on the 31st, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve.
Yep.
And then number 50 will be on January 4th or whatever.
Yep.
It's crazy, man. It's like we planned it.
It's like we did this.
We also did a show on December 31st. 2010.
Oh, we did do
that. That was our 2010 episode. Oh, we snuck it in there.
Oh, we did. No, that was 2015.
Did we do a New Year? Oh, yeah, because of Star Wars.
Star Wars.
We had to cram them in there. It wasn't as much about let's do a New Year's Eve show. It was
done two New Year's
Eve
shows.
We had to do one a year, and 2 years we waited till the very last day of the year to do it.
The first one was when I had to work the next day.
That's right.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm not going
to. We were supposed to do a 5 or 6 hour long show that day. Mm. And because of the weather, we only got to do like 3 hours.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Only three.
Yeah, those four people that were watching us would have really, really gotten sad because of that.
Yeah.
But I got to sneeze, so.
Achoo!
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I turned away from the mic, and then you said achoo into the mic.
Right into it.
Literally as I sneezed, too. It was actually kind of impressive that you knew.
You.
But hi, guys. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, both of them at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't want to watch us live, you can look at the video on youtube.com/Seth and Colby. They're up there shortly after the episodes air. And then you can also listen to the audio versions on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher in podcast formats. Just go to SethandColby.com for those links. Also, follow us on Twitter throughout the week. Wink.
The wink.
For Colby's hilarious memes. How many memes did you post this week, Colby, on your week off?
50.
All right, dude. So he's been hard at work with memes on Twitter. It's been great. Yep, so check that out, too. And today on the show, we're just gonna talk about stuff. If you want to support us and are talking about stuff and things, You can do so, twitch.tv/TheColby. Follow us. That's totally free. Even if you don't watch us, following us on Twitch helps. We're at, I think we're almost at 100 followers. I think we have like 10 or 11 to go. Once we hit 100 followers, Colby will do the episode shirtless. Under a hoodie.
Yeah.
He told me that before the show.
No,
he's like,
nipples,
I'm gonna do it.
Man.
Nope.
Free
nope.
The nipple.
Yep. Nope. We're part of that movement.
Free it.
But, yeah, and if you want to support us monetarily, there's two ways. One is to subscribe to the show on Twitch. It's $4.99 a month. There's also higher options if you really want to support us. And then another way is to donate to the show. Type !Foghorn into the chat. A very loud foghorn, hence the name, will go off in the middle of the show right as you donate, disrupting everything we do, scaring me to death, and we'll read your name and message and then get back to the show.
What if I put tape on the nipples?
I actually think Twitch terms of service changed recently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the first time it's ever run out.
I was gonna say, what just happened?
That was the end of the video or the intro. We've actually never ran out the intro before. That was the first time.
Wow,
it's amazing. You want to
start?
Historic
moment.
I know. You want to start it again?
Yep.
All right. Too bad. I think Twitch changed their terms of service, and I do believe male nipples are now allowed on Twitch.
Oh.
I do believe that is the case, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
I would love to be one of the Twitchers that got banned for showing male nipples, though. I feel like we get a little famous for that.
I mean, probably not by any means, but sure.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think I could post on Reddit, like, we were banned for nipples? You know? And
maybe.
What do you call those people that, Reddit. The SJWs? That's a term I learned last time from talking to you.
Cucks. What?
No, the SJWs.
Yeah.
Social justice warriors, man. You could get them behind us, right?
Yeah, we were.
Men's rights?
No.
No?
Highly doubt that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think those are involved in that group. No.
Really? Oh.
Female rights?
Oh, is the SJWs the opposite of men's rights?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been so confused.
Yeah, there's definitions of feminism that fit into that. That probably would be
okay.
Men need to be less, not equal, you know.
So, like, you should show one nipple and girls get to show both?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. I can get behind that.
I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, that's
as well.
Fine with me. But yeah. So you want to start? Want to start with some stuff? You want to start with some topics here, man?
Yeah, man.
You want to start with some topics? Almost every Game of Thrones season 8 episode will be directed by the Red Wedding and Battle of the Bastards creators.
Oh shoot!
What you think, man? It isn't coming until 2019. But we now know who will be directing each episode and in what order. The Red Wedding and the Battle of Bastards directors have a huge role to play, so expect deaths, dragons, and battles. Winter is Coming have worked out the directing order for each episode, which is as follows. Episodes 1, 2, and 4 will be directed by the Reigns of Castamere, a.k.a. The Red Wedding, director David Nutte. Meanwhile, episodes 3 and 5 are placed in the very capable hands of Mygel Sapochnik, the Battle of the Bastards fame. And the sixth episode, the season finale, will be helmed by the showrunners, David Benioff, and Dan Weiss themselves.
I mean, that sounds pretty epic. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
But, so six episodes?
Six episodes, three directors.
Huh. Why 2019? Why?
Dude, I was watching The Crown, like I've been saying. It's 10 episodes a season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Each episode costs upwards of $5 million.
Right.
It's the most expensive Netflix show ever produced. And I can see why. Like, you know how Mad Men was, like, lauded for its like, true to the time period?
Mm-hmm.
You know, The Crown is that way, except it's happening over a 15-year span at all times. Like, it's not autobiographical of the queen.
Uh-huh.
It shows events that happened during this time frame. So every two seasons, they're going to change the whole cast into another decade or two. So, like, the first two seasons were, like, the 40s to the end of the 60s, basically.
Okay.
And the next season, they're going to change all the actors, because they're going to age them and then do decades in the future.
Hmm.
So, it's not about, like, oh, in episode one, this crazy thing happens, we work through that crazy thing, and then in episode five, we get resolution, and then another crazy thing happens. It's not like a regular TV show.
Yeah.
Because it's based on real life. It's like, in one episode, they will investigate this one thing that happened in 1966.
Hmm.
And, like, in one of the episodes, they investigate, like, Jackie Kennedy shows up, and then at the end of the episode, John F. Kennedy is assassinated. So, like, that episode spanned 3 years. But because it's like a slow-moving monarchy, like if they did it where, hey, this season is all about Jackie Kennedy,
right,
they would just have to make stuff up to fill the time to make it about the Kennedys, basically. So one episode is about kind of like, it's like a chapter in a history book. It's like, this episode is the Civil War. This episode is this financial crisis. This episode is Winston Churchill resigning. This, you know, that type of idea.
Right. Sounds good. I need to watch it.
So the whole point, okay, is, like, let's just take the John F. Kennedy thing. Mm-hmm. It ranges from 1965 to when he died, like, close to 1970 or whatever.
Yep.
You know? They show cars. They show planes. They show America. They show England. They show everything. And it's all got to fit perfectly into the time period. Like, as much as the props with, like, newspaper headlines that were true to life and that type of thing. And they can do 10 of those a year. December to December, they did 10. And Game of Thrones can't do 6 episodes in a 2-year span.
In a 2-year span.
Because they have a CGI dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's one episode where these people are walking down a Berlin street for a funeral and everyone's dressed like a Nazi. They're all Sig Heiling and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is a 10-minute shot in an episode.
It's like completely fully CGI dragon, and then like crowd replication is like, you know, down here.
But this is, I mean, you have to watch. I mean, there is crowd replication. Yeah. But it's not like, you're thinking massive crowds. I'm telling you, there's 15 people in the shot at one point. Like, there isn't like you can make this man also this man.
Right.
You would notice.
Okay.
You literally, it's like a parade route, but it's a funeral. So it's only the people that know them. So it's like, think of like commanders in the army. There's only 20 of them. And they're spread along this block. And you just slowly walk by. Like, it's costuming. I'm sure there's CGI because they didn't make all the costumes and all that stuff. And I'm just thinking, like, they can do that for 15 minutes in one episode of a Netflix show, but they can't make a dragon in 2 years?
I know, man. It's bullshit.
I don't get it, dude.
It's bullshit.
I don't understand how movies are made. Maybe dragons are way harder.
But this hurts my head.
What does?
This head.
You can't take it off.
I'm taking it off.
You can't do it. I'm taking it off. Marcus will unsubscribe if you take it
Morris.
Off. Morris. God, whatever.
Marcus. Can you still hear me?
Actually, we can. But we can't.
Can you still hear me?
Yes. It actually doesn't sound any different.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. I'll keep it there.
He's going to unsubscribe. Morris going to unsubscribe.
Oh, I'm trying to. My ears are dying. That's my only thing here. And how did you fit this over your head? Like,
dude,
this? Like, literally
if
this?
If it fit on my head, it should fit on yours.
It doesn't. This is the best it's getting.
I mean, that's kind of what it
looks like. I look like Robin Hood right now.
Well, I did wonder why you were wearing tights.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Makes a lot of sense.
It does. I'm planning on shooting some rich people here in a little bit.
I thought you would care about, you know, you love Game of Thrones, so.
I don't anymore.
By the what?
I hate it.
What?
They have offended me by taking 2 years to make this bullshit-ass shortened season.
I was going to tell Chris this. I actually forgot. You know what I saw at Target today?
What?
So, Settlers of Catan?
Mm-hmm.
They have a Game of Thrones Settlers of Catan now.
Oh, shit. Of course they do.
Guess how much money it is.
$60.
It was more than that on sale. Okay, guess how much it was regular price.
$100?
It was $85. Regular price.
Regular price?
For Game of Thrones, Settlers of Catan.
Like 60,
it was like $65.
Jeez.
On sale.
Jeez, that's...
For Settlers of Catan, Game of Thrones, man.
That is stupid.
Isn't that dumb?
That is very
That
dumb.
Pays for one dragon.
Right.
Like, get to work, dudes.
I don't see how they can't... I don't know why they're taking the time. There's going to be an entire
it's
year.
It's because it's once it's done, it's done.
I guess. But they don't want it to end.
But I'm not
this
paying
year.
For
they
HBO.
And next year,
like, what's the difference between me not paying for HBO for 5 months before it comes or 5 months after it ends?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? I'm still not paying for HBO. Like, are they really counting on people out there being like, I'm just not going to cancel HBO because Game of Thrones is still happening? Like, there's got to be people there that are that lazy that they're not like, I'm not going to cancel HBO because I know Game of Thrones is still.
I bet you that
happen.
Is a factor that they think about for sure. But. Regardless,
it's crazy how long it takes to
make
six
something
episodes.
New,
right?
Or just keep it going.
And every episode of The Crown, by the way, is an hour long. It's not 45 minutes,
yeah,
it's an hour. Like, it's like 59:56. Like, right. It is just quality, dude. You would hate that show. Don't ever watch it.
No,
it's literally woman television.
It's woman television,
and I Love it, dude. The drama. Oh,
love
it's
it.
So sweet.
Oh, my God. The drama.
I would love to know if Morris watches it because he's from Britain. And, yeah. I think about him when I'm watching that show, and I'm like, God, do you think that he went to some boarding school and was beaten?
Most likely.
And mm-hmm. he's just carrying that around with him everywhere he goes, Because in my stereotypical mind, I'm thinking there's two types of British people. You're either the people in the Crown who are really uptight and proper, mm-hmm. all right, or you're the dude who from the beginning of Kingsman who is a rascal soccer hooligan who is the opposite of the uptight people. And the entire point of England is just trying to get the soccer hooligans to meld into the uptight people, and the uptight people are trying to get rid of the soccer hooligans, and that's the entire British culture, in my opinion.
I mean, you just described the plot of Bright, really.
So, see? Honest to God. But that's what I feel like England is.
Yeah.
Like, one side are orcs, one side's Will Smith, and
elves.
It's them getting
There's
along.
Elves in it.
Aren't there, like, fairies, too? Pixies? And
yeah, but pixies' lives don't matter.
I remember that from the trailer, yeah, because he, like, beats one down.
Yeah, then a vermin.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty messed up, actually.
The elves are, like, the rich.
Right.
And fancy.
I mean, that makes sense.
Orcs are just,
orcs.
Yeah.
And so they're really orcs.
Mm-hmm.
They call them orcs.
Yep.
That's so... I mean, I don't
Blooded
know why.
Blooded orcs, man.
Working class. I don't think there's a thing. You're either destitute or you all have Jaguars. that's how I see it in my head.
I don't think that's
it's like I ride a ramshackle bicycle to work and my boss has a Jaguar. Mm. That's how I imagine it.
I think you're need to like
Well that's isn't that how America portrays England though?
Go over
name
there and visit,
one
man.
Name one show that you've ever seen that portrays England where the main character isn't one of those two people. You can't do it. Where someone's just normal.
Doctor Who.
You've never seen an episode
I've
of Doctor
never
Who.
Never seen
no.
an episode of Doctor Who.
So why?
But
why?
I'm assuming he does not have a Jaguar.
I bet he does.
No.
Bet he does.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is super intelligent and dresses super amazingly.
But does not have a Jaguar.
Well, that's because he walks everywhere.
And also probably wasn't invented in his time yet.
That is also a large part of it. Mm-hmm. No cars. Although the Sherlock PBS series is in modern times. But he lives with his landlady, essentially, and mm-hmm. another man, all right, to afford the rent in their small three-bedroom apartment in London. He doesn't have a car.
Okay.
So he's like the low-level, I'm poor type of portrayal.
I've got no other...
That's what I'm saying, man. So it's not entirely my fault for being a dumb American. That's all that we see. Yes. Is super rich British people or super young... immature idiot British
Damn
people.
Damn media is brainwashing
is,
us, bros. The flag, the frogs.
In fact, it's that way with a lot of countries. Now I'm thinking about India's that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're either the Indian dude who owns a telecom, or a television station or NASA in India, or you're one of the people who had to win a game show to eat. There's no middle road in media for other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, that's called stereotypes, I feel like.
That's what movies are, though, man. Can you name one Indian movie where the dude is just normal? Not super rich, but not poor?
I can't name one Indian movie.
That's how I feel about Mexico, too, to be totally honest. I'm just thinking about our neighbors. Everyone in Mexico is either really rich or they're really poor. There's not, anyone
or
who just drives a Taurus.
Cartel.
Well, but that's really rich, or you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Which is the definition of poor,
Dead as dirt, poor as dirt. Got to be some type of correlation there. I have no car. Never go on a holiday. Same. Do you wear big jackets? I feel like a lot of people in movies here in America, when you see someone in Britain, they're they kind of dress like Kanye West. Hobo, big baggy hobo pants, big baggy puff jacket,
I mean.
One's bright blue and the pants are bright orange. And you got high top Nikes on that aren't ever laced.
I'm 1,000% sure that's how Morris dresses. Yep. 1,000%.
He just wears Jesus a t-shirt because all of my stereotypes are wrong.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Or the other stereotype, maybe he wears an 8-piece suit he got off Savile Row.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, man.
Yep. Part of the Kingsman.
Yep. He has a cane, a monocle.
I don't think at all.
No, I doubt it.
It's normal. Oh.
Yep.
He likes
we got
this.
It.
He likes
He's this. Watching us right now in a mm-hmm. full suit.
Yep.
And just stroking his chin.
This is my relaxation suit.
And drinking tea and eating a scone.
A scone?
Yeah, because that's what they do in the crowns. I don't think people eat scones anymore. I think like scones went extinct.
Cakes, right? They have cakes too.
A lot of places have cakes.
They call it their, not like an actual cake like we know a cake, but they call like little tiny like cookies and pastries cakes. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Morris could confirm. Sure. That's true. I don't know if I've heard that one. Most of my British terminology I know from the Crown. So.
Tea and crumpets. There you go.
I don't know if crumpets is ever used either.
That 1,000% is huge.
My vocabulary is
according to our American British, translation.
My vocabulary has expanded tenfold from watching the Crown as well. Yesterday, the Queen was like, "Well, that's very appropriate,"
mm-hmm.
or apposite. Apposite was the word.
I was going to say appropriate.
Shut your face! All right, I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. All right, apposite. A p p o s I t e. Do you know what the word apposite means?
No.
It basically means like we would be like, "Oh, that's typical," and you would say like, "How apposite." And I'm like, dude, I got to work that into work. I got to
work that in.
No one's going to know what I mean.
You've expanded your vocabulary by one word. Man.
Yeah, dude. And
yeah. I'm like, that's all it takes to do it at one every day. And then you're like a dictionary.
Yeah.
In a year.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, in the show, I know they were explaining it to me
mm-hmm.
because, like, it's the queen saying it to her husband because she is going one place for vacation, and he's going to another place for vacation. And mm-hmm. so she's like, how apposite? And he's like, what does that mean? And she's like, fit, appropriate,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know what the word means. Why did you say it? And I'm like, I didn't know what that word means. I'm so glad he asked because the dumb audience didn't know, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I could do a Crown podcast.
Us Americans are pretty dumb when it comes to language.
The world's dumbest Crown podcast where I just talk about dumb.
Don't.
Being dumb.
Don't do that.
I'm not smart enough to critique the show. That's part of why I like it.
Okay.
It makes me feel sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, I watch it, and I'm like, dang. That dude has an all-wooden desk. And it's, like, real wood, too. And you're like, I feel like everybody in England back then had all-wood desks.
All-wood desk. That is the definition of respectable.
Yeah, man. Like, if you came in here, and this desk right here wasn't made out of Target
and it was like
black plywood.
Well, why do you think the Oval Office has the president's desk?
Right,
you know, it's all,
right.
All
and everyone's desk was that, made out of ship, or made out of wood from an old ship.
Yeah.
That went down in the Civil War.
Or like one tree.
Right, or one whole tree carved from a single block of redwood.
Yeah,
they're like, you know how much respect? Yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
So I'm saying, Moore says he has all wood.
Mm-hmm. They don't buy this crap.
Right. The stuff they get is built
plywood,
to last.
Not chipboard, not
plywood. You know what else? They don't have Donald Trump as president.
Yeah. Yep. Ends all statements.
So our next story here, all right? Everybody should be very afraid of the Disney Death Star. Disney announced on Thursday that it would acquire most of the entertainment assets of 20th Century Fox for about $60 billion in stock and debt in what would be the largest ever merger of two showbiz companies. All right. The Yuletide Hall to some of these most famous properties of television and film. In the transfer of power, Disney would receive 20th Century Fox Film Studio, including the independent film maestros at Fox Searchlight, the X-Men franchise, Fox Television's production company, the FX and National Geographic cable channels, the regional sports networks, including the YES Network that broadcasts New York's Yankee games. Disney also acquires a majority stake in the product Hulu, and it may use it to kickstart its entry into the streaming wars. These additions would enrich an overflowing treasury at Disney, whose assets include Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, ABC, ESPN, the world's most popular music parks, and of course its classic animated film division. So the deal allows Rupert Murdoch, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here it is. I want to go to the numbers where it talks about, with this deal, Disney would control as much as 40% of the U.S. movie business and 40% of the U.S. television business, according to data from Moffitt Nathanson, a media research company. Its control of the sports television landscape between the regional sports networks and the ESPN might even be more concentrated, giving Disney more leverage to demand higher fees from cable and telco companies in exchange for distributing its content. If that sounds a little scary for television distributors or television viewers, then good. Everyone should fear the Disney Death Star. Hollywood studios should be afraid to compete with a corporate Goliath that could earn half of all domestic box office revenue in a good year. Every tech company should be afraid to get into a content war with a company that combines a top blockbuster movie studio with a top prestige film company with a world-class television production company and the most valuable franchise franchises, Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, and X-Men, in the world. And consumers should fear, too, not only those who are afraid that Disney will water down artsy filmmaking and R-rated superhero films, but those who are afraid of too much control in any industry confers monopoly power that restricts choices, raises prices, and hurts workers. So what do you say, man? What do you think? The dark side to the Disney? Like, because I only looked at it like from the...
Like a good thing?
Yeah, like Disney is now going to make all my favorite things.
Anytime any major businesses like Time Warner and AT&T merging or this thing.
But here's
I don't think that's ever a good thing.
But here's the difference. All right, for some reason, because I'm an idiot, Rube, all right, we talked about this on the show. For some reason, I am totally fine with Disney being a monopoly because right now, I think Disney makes really great decisions.
Yeah.
Now, what if in 10 years, Bob Iger leaves and some idiot comes in? Mm. And then they have all of our favorite franchises and they turn them into garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be mad.
Yeah, well,
and I didn't think that far ahead.
Yeah. What, we're going to get, like, what, 5-6 more years of great movies?
Right.
And then it's all going to go
because
downhill.
It could be like a Bungie and Destiny situation where, like, everyone loved Bungie because they made Halo.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's been so much turnover at Bungie that they're really not the same Bungie.
Yeah.
Like, if all the people who made that Bungie leave, are they still Bungie? Well, no. Just because you have a name doesn't mean...
Shit.
You got to put that back on, man.
It's like...
Here, I'll help you out. You
know, my neck is so tired from holding the hat up.
Dude, look at this, all right? If I can put it on, you can put it on.
It hurts me.
It's a hat! It's not a cinder block!
I'm dead,
no,
okay?
I got it.
I'm dead. It's going to fall off
again. Nope, don't move your head. It won't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
But like literally, like I'm thinking... Is that possible?
That they make crappy films?
Right.
And, yes.
And now they own everything, and then mm-hmm. what do you do?
And then what do you do? Like, I don't get how they're going to increase prices, but...
Well, because they could... Well, the price wouldn't increase to us. It would mm-hmm. increase to the cable companies, which honestly, I'm totally fine with that, because cable should die. I hope they're like, yeah. Comcast, if you want to carry the Yankees game, it's going to cost you $16 trillion. And then Comcast either pays for it, and then they go bankrupt and cease to exist, or they don't pay for it, and then no one watches Comcast anymore. That's what I hope. That's my secret hope. But, because, yeah, that's bad, honestly. Like, for the market.
Yeah. I don't really know, man.
But, like, do we care so much about... Like, I feel like there's already monopolies, though, right? Like, Google, Apple. Like, your phone is one of those two things.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's very limited exceptions. Like, Windows Phone's a thing. Or, like, Nokia has, I think, stuff. And
there's other
Sony
phones
has,
out
like,
there.
Their own OS. But, like, 90% of phones are either iOS
or
Android.
Yeah, the Android thing, for sure.
Yeah, and so, like... Google has that monopoly,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Somebody make something better. Somebody make something better.
But do you allow this to happen because we're going to get good things for even, let's just say a decade. Let's mm-hmm. say 10 years is bad, 10 years is good. But we know that the X-Men movies aren't good anyway.
Yeah.
So we're already getting bad X-Men. So what's the worst that happens? We get... 10 years of really great stuff, and then it goes back to the way it is.
A lot of people think that the Disney effect is not good. Like the whole Marvel watering down. I've seen so many.
Right, I agree with you. Well, a lot of people worried
Last
like,
Jedi.
Like, well, they mentioned it in this that like people were like worried that there wasn't going to be an R-rated Deadpool anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and Disney came out and said, no, it can be R-rated. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, they do kind of water it down and make it mass marketable.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, Morris says Facebook and Google controls the information. Facebook's a great example. Like, that's for 1 billion users. They gave it their name, their phone number, their address, their photos. They want you to upload your nudes now. Remember that? Colby did that. I don't understand why.
I did. Yeah. My dick's all over the internet, man.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's messed up.
I just didn't really think about it, but, I mean, 40% of all movies and 40% of all television, that's a
good amount.
That's a lot.
But, I mean, we already fucking knew that.
Well, yeah, but
you saw that list of films that are coming
right.
out next year, or
right.
2019, whichever one it is.
Disney, yeah, owns, like, that whole year, yeah.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
Now they own even more. If you throw in, mm-hmm. like, the Dark Phoenix and all that stuff that's going to come out, I'm sure that same year, I think.
Yep.
So,
yep.
It's crazy, man. Apple, let's see, we're waiting for this video to load.
That makes...
So I can stop it. Apple plans combined iPhone, iPad, and Mac apps to create one user experience. So I'm not going to read this article, but something like 64% of Americans on Facebook, Morris says.
I mean, yeah, I'm on Facebook, but
I'm not.
Facebook doesn't know what I do.
Yeah. Well, is it installed on your phone?
They know what I do.
I mean, it tracks your location. They listen to you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to you. But this article right here basically says that Apple is going to get rid of the phone app store. And it's only going to have an app store. So, and all of the apps will work on desktop or iPad. So, for example, you could run Music, the app, on your MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
And you could run Photoshop on your iPad.
Okay.
Because the idea here is that Apple, instead of using, when they changed the name to Mac OS,
mm-hmm.
they changed the way you develop for the system. So instead of it being like lines of code that just execute, it now ties into the APIs of the software, of the operating system. And now the phone software is so advanced that there's basically no APIs on the phone that aren't on the desktop and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So if an app can run on the phone, assuming it's programmed correctly, calling the right APIs and all that, everything is named the same, all the functions are the same, you should be able to just double-click it and open it up on your desktop.
I got you.
So this really gets rid of, like, it's a phone app or it's a desktop app, and mm-hmm. instead they're just going to have everything is an app.
Then you can just get it on whichever screen you
right.
want. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
That's smart.
But is that – I don't even know if, like – I don't know how I feel about this, man. Because, mm-hmm. like, you talk about the Disney effect of dumbing down stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what phone apps did to desktop software. Like, everything is dumbed down now because it's about you got a thumb and that's how you control your app.
Right.
We're like, because I feel like I use Sketch all the time to do my mock-ups and all that stuff. And like, you couldn't, I don't feel like the keyboard shortcuts, mouse type control, those all don't really exist on mobile devices.
No.
And because mobile devices are so prevalent,
mm-hmm.
they're going to.
I'm never using Photoshop on my phone now.
Right.
Yeah.
But
or
if you
an
had
iPad.
A but like iPad, they're like, no. Well, you can get a keyboard, you can get the pencil.
I mean, then I might as well have a computer.
Exactly. But so that's what I'm worried about is that now they're going to be like, well, we're already making Photoshop for the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
70% of people use it on the iPad mm-hmm. because you know you're in a minority right now. Just the fact that you even know how to use Photoshop puts you in a minority. Against when Adobe looks at you, they're like, well, we got Photoshop Elements, we got Lightroom and all this stuff. They're all on the iPad.
Yeah.
And that's the vast majority of where that stuff happens.
Mm.
And so you're already in a minority, and now you're going to be in a double minority because they're not going to maintain a desktop app if they're already maintaining a phone app, and the phone app works on the desktop natively. Because right now there is no desktop version of a phone app.
Right.
But now there's going to be no versions at all. It's just, this is Photoshop, and this is how it works. Photoshop may be a bad example because that's like a really professional program.
And, yeah, it's
but intense. Like you could look at it for like Word or Pages or those types of things that essentially do 85 to 90% of what they do on a iPad.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the full 100% power user version, you have to get a desktop. Well, now I feel like if you get Excel, it's going to be the iPad version because why would they maintain both?
Right.
That's what I'm kind of thinking about. Is like,
it'll
is this
fine.
Is this a good thing or a
it's
bad
a
thing?
Good thing?
You
right?
think so?
Yeah.
I mean, are there apps on your phone right now that you want to be on desktop but aren't there?
God no. I don't use my phone.
Like I think there are for me. Like Twitter, I would love to have the Twitter phone app on my desktop because the Twitter website is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, or like music or my fitness pal. Or, you know, things like that that you use on your... What apps are on your phone right now?
None that are used.
Let me see them. I'll go get my phone. Hold on.
Go get your phone, man. While he's doing that, let's take a look at Bitcoin. See what's going on there, guys. It went down. It went down a lot. It was all the way up at 20,000, and now we're still stuck at 13. It's not a good day for cryptocurrencies.
You should have sold at 20,000, man.
I know.
You should have sold at 20,000.
I know.
All right, here's my apps, okay? So on my front page, okay, Snapchat, number one. Love to have that on desktop. First of all, the ability to upload anything from your computer to Snapchat, trolls for days, dude.
Trolls for days.
Yeah. You know how great it's going to be to Photoshop no clothes onto people and then send it to people and then be like, look what I got? And they'll be like, how'd you get that nude of me? And I'll be like, I hacked you. And they'll be like, oh, man, he's Tony Stark.
I don't think you're going to put the effort into that. Maybe like once in your life.
Podcast apps, would love to have that on my desktop.
It's called iTunes.
But iTunes sucks, dude.
Well, then this is going to be a good thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Instagram? What about Instagram, man? You use Instagram. Don't lie.
No, I don't.
You do! No. I know you do, because I know everything you do all the time.
But
okay, there may not be that many, if I'm being totally honest.
There's not.
PlayStation Messages? That'd be cool. That'd be cool to have on the desktop.
I have Spotify, which is on the desktop. I have a calendar, which is on the desktop.
Okay, so let's do that. So Spotify, let's take that as an example. Does a desktop version of Spotify, is it better than your phone version?
It's exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the layout's different and everything, but everything works the same.
So if they got rid of the desktop version of Spotify and now it's the mobile version only,
mm-hmm.
You would not care at all?
I would not mind. No.
Okay.
Or vice versa, but I mean, you know, you can't put the desktop. It's the same thing. It's just
you have so many apps on your phone.
I know, and I use none of them.
Why do you have that many apps?
I have 5 games that I haven't played in a year.
You had Doodle Jump on there.
Yeah, I use IMDb all the time.
Yeah, I use IMDb all the time as well. See the Destiny 2 app. Just delete that.
Yeah, I really should.
You got a Great Clips app, dude.
I need to get rid of that.
Great Clips, the app.
And you can check in and get there faster, and then you can cut in front of people who just walk in.
Oh my god!
It happened to me twice.
Were someone cut in front of you?
Yeah. I got there before the other people did, but their name was on the list first. And so
sucks, man.
They showed up right in time to beat me.
You know, if you go to a place that has appointments, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Kind of shit that I haven't used in forever. Entertainment. Every once in a while, I go to Twitch and Netflix.
Well, like, what about like Netflix, HBO, and Hulu? Like,
I actually don't even have Hulu anymore.
Like, what would be? Wouldn't it be better to not go to Netflix.com and instead just open the Netflix app?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be better?
Oh, also another complaint I have is they have the skip intro button on Netflix, yet it's not on the Apple TV.
Dude, the Apple TV is way behind.
Oh yeah,
it's on my PlayStation. Yeah, it's on my actual TV. Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah,
ass.
They need to get rid of that. Didn't they just add Amazon Prime to the Apple TV?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, which has been 5 years?
And you can't add a fucking skip intro button? Get out of here. Dude. Get out of here.
I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know if Apple makes those apps, because it's also the only apps that look different are on the Apple TV. Do you have the new Apple TV, or do you have the old one like
me?
See, I think Apple made all those apps, which is the difference.
Yeah.
And I think now they let
people
make them,
mm-hmm.
because they used to be all about, it's got to look exactly the same as other apps. Otherwise, people will be confused.
Yeah, totally.
And now I think on the new Apple TV, they're just like, do whatever you want, man.
Right. It's a...
I hit like a sore note with you or something.
It's just like, it's a fucking...
Your hat came off, man.
Large iPad. That's all it should be. Is I plug this into my TV. The display for my iPad is now my TV.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
I think that's what the new Apple TV
actually,
is.
Actually, that would be better than an Apple TV.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I did the oh, just
sorry, man.
Apple TV is a knife in my fucking heart.
Dude, I think the new one's a lot better. I mean, you are on an Apple TV that's like 6 years old. Don't forget that. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's...
Not sideways.
Kind of a thing. But
pimp rocking this hat.
I think it looks better, to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's just a big ear.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, whatever. All right, there's this place in Bethesda, Maryland, where the alcohol level in this fraternity was so high that the air itself registered on a breathalyzer. Police said there was so much alcohol being consumed at a college fraternity party in Maryland that the air inside the house registers a .01 on a breathalyzer. Officers broke at the party at the House of Bethesda last month. They say 8 people locked themselves in a bathroom while another person jumped out of a second-story window in an effort to avoid officers. The air registered a 0.01 on a breathalyzer.
What, just breathing out the carbon monoxide, dioxide, whatever the
fuck
it is.
That's how drunk the people were there, dude.
That is too drunk.
Isn't that insane?
That's too drunk. Yeah, you shouldn't have that much alcohol, just in general.
Like, you just remember that the next time you're at a party. You're like,
oh, I went to a Christmas party this weekend, and we had, like, 3 handles of alcohol.
Okay.
And a lot of beer and more alcohol involved as well. And it was, there was not 0.01 alcohol in the air.
Right. Like, that's insane. Like, it's either got to be jam-packed.
Yeah.
Or, I just don't understand how that happens, because it's got to be through breathing out, right?
Yeah.
Like, so there's no windows cracked, no one's going in or outside.
Ventilation is shitty.
Everyone is hammered.
Yes.
They've got to just be blottoed beyond belief, and then heavy breathing.
Yep. Or they put, like, alcohol in a fucking humidifier.
Oh my God, what a great idea.
You think that would work?
I don't know. What would happen if we tried to humidify alcohol?
It would light on fire.
Dude, could we literally make liquid vapor alcohol? That's got to kill people, dude.
That's a thing. No, that's
Let's
a thing.
Let's Google it, dude.
You can oh, fuck.
What happens?
There's bars that do that.
Put alcohol in a humidifier. Right there, dude. Getting drunk off a humidifier isn't all what it's cracked up to be. Apparently, inhaling vodka out of a humidifier is a cheap, shitty, ineffective way of getting drunk. Who knew? Recently, I was watching the Simpsons marathon, and I came across the season 22 episode Homer is the Father. In the episode, Homer fills a humidifier with vodka and falls asleep in a cloud of alcoholic vapor while Bart steals nuclear secrets for the Chinese. Could that actually work? I said to myself. Last year, a couple of my friend advised tried to smoke alcohol with a funny, albeit overly complicated and unsatisfying result. My theory was that the humidifier would do all the necessary grunt work, so to make it a couple comedians with a bicycle pump soberly exhaust himself, it wouldn't be as funny. I might be able to chillax, kick back, while bathe in a soft, wet vodka fog. So I turned to the internet, the most comprehensive collection of quality drug advice. I found that it's certainly not the first to ask the question, can you get drunk by putting alcohol in a humidifier? In fact, a decade ago, the first alcohol vaporizing, nebulizing, nebulizing machines were introduced in the United States by way of English inventor Dominic Simler and his alcohol without liquid machine, AWOL. Essentially, it worked by running oxygen bubbles through alcohol to create an alcoholic mist to be imbibed, although one enraged YouTube user said he'd be scan-cleaning the device with just repackaged nebulizer for pulmonary disease. Promotionability for the device is found, blah, blah, blah. I found a grass-styling product, blah, blah, blah. Let's just get to it. Okay. Back home, I set the machine to discover that I need to attach a bottle of vodka to the machine itself, but the adapter didn't fit in the bottle. Look at my dad was an engineer, so to a quick knowledge to become cold. Why can't you just dump it into a humidifier, like instead of water?
I don't know.
I breathed in deep to catch as much as I could, inhaled terrible. I had to take a clean breath to stop from gagging, and ended up alternating breaths so I could actually take in the poisonous steam. I bet he was Scottish. For what it was worth, this $29.99 store brand humidifier was pumping out a clean stream of distinctly acrid, rubbing alcohol-smelling, watered-down vodka vapor. It reminded me of taking a shot I wasn't ready for. This was definitely going to take a minute to get used to for science. About 5 minutes, I took a break. I definitely felt slightly buzzed, had a sort of lightheadedness, so I went for the breathalyzer. It read 0.12. That's ridiculous, my roommate photographer said. Are you okay? I tried again, 0.11. There was no way I was that drunk. It had only been a few minutes, and hell, my speech wasn't even slurred. Could it be my Ukrainian roots? I rifled through the booklet to see if I could calibrate the device. So they recommended waiting 20 minutes for testing yourself to make sure the alcohol was absorbed. Then I realized I was literally breathing alcoholic vapor into a breathalyzer, so of course it was going to read some crazy high number. Might as well put the breathalyzer up to the humidifier nozzle. Though if I was being that illogical, maybe I was drunk. I waited 20 minutes, tried again, the screen read 0.00, but by then the buzz had already faded.
Weird. So it gives you a lightheadedness.
After 20 minutes of deep breathing, I was definitely out of it, non-hammered, but surely made unable to drive or deal with children. I had a headache and my eyes stung a bit. Turned on the machine and went outside to wait on the breathalyzer, but just for fun, hit in advance. It blew a 0.14. I remember reading a Tucker Max story where a guy was a breathalyzer, challenged people drinking contest. Got really, really excited because he hit some ridiculous numbers and made up taking a bunch of shots. So, yeah, I didn't really think about, like, the eyeballs, you know, because it would, like, get...
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It would hurt.
Yeah.
But I swear I saw, like, a bar or something like that doing that where, it, like, you could... smoke the alcohol, I think, is what they called it or something. But it came in like a big old ball, and it was filled with like just fumes. And it had
but see,
one
I don't. That see, that takes work. What I want is to be able to walk in my house and get drunk without doing anything.
No, I don't
like if
that.
I could do shots and also get drunk on the air.
I mean, yeah. If you,
I just don't want it in my eyes. I just don't want it in my eyes.
You gotta wear like.
We'd have to wear goggles. We'd have to all wear swim goggles. But man, that'd be a party.
That would be interesting. 0.01.
Oh my god, that's insane, dude.
I'll get that.
Okay, so we have a year in photography. Okay, and all the stories after this, except for I think this last one, which is just. Sad. So we have the year in photography. We have the best news bloopers of 2017. We have the top 10 albums on an average and the top 10 TV shows and the top 10 songs of 2017 by average. Which one would you like to tackle first? If any, you could also be like, oh, the show's over.
One of them.
Which one, though?
Any of the ones.
Pick a number.
5. 72.
There's okay, 5 is a year in photos, so I guess we'll do that one. All right. We're just going to smooth through these. So these are like not like the best photos of the year, but it's like the year in photos. So January, Trump.
Power.
Trump, you know, the inauguration. You know, there's the volunteer pussy hats for the Women's March in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
This is a good walk through 2017.
Oh, yeah.
My way with his wife, Melania. You know, she looks happy to be there. You know.
One time she smiles.
Yep. That's not loading.
Oh, these are loading so well.
Okay, let's do the top 10 songs. all right. Oh, nope, we lost internet.
Oh, God, what? Why? Are we still streaming?
No, if we disconnect, we lose internet.
We're not
live right now, but we are still on audio.
Let's make this. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah.
How did I do that?
That's so funny, though, because we get the word frozen in chat, you know.
Oh, yeah. We get the chat, but
right.
we're not streaming. Yeah. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. The computer just doesn't have internet right now. That's
why? What? You went to the photo site, and then it broke, man.
Yep. There it goes. Now it's back. Now it's back. So if we hit stop, and then we hit start, does it actually go again?
No.
I think I don't know.
I think OBS broke. Yeah, this is great. Good show, man.
I don't understand,
great,
man.
Good, awesome show.
Like I said, I tested it for 3 hours.
How
this
does
morning.
It just lose your internet?
Failed to connect server? No, you don't say.
No, you don't say.
You don't say.
Yeah. Your network is, what, down? Or
just this computer. It's just this computer.
What the fuck?
It says no internet, and I don't know why. Here's my favorite thing. You want to see the best thing? Properties. All right. It opens up settings, and it starts loading. Okay, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for it.
It's not doing much.
Get ready for it.
Is it just going to...
It just goes away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Good computer, man.
I don't know what it is.
Good computer.
I mean, it's not the adapter because it says connected. It's just, you know, I mean, what?
So now OBS is the one that's frozen, right?
Because... No. Well, yeah, OBS is stuck. But there, now we're streaming. Well.
Very slowly.
Very slowly streaming.
Oh.
Very slowly. All right, we're
like
back.
Really bad. Oh, right, there
now,
it goes.
Now we're back. Okay.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man. I don't. I just don't understand it, man.
Yeah, that makes no sense. That's no internet problem. That's no nothing problem. That's a computer problem.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, with the whole reinstall of Windows might do the trick.
I don't know what it is, dude.
Because that's crazy.
I just. Like, we literally sit here and we do nothing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, nope, no internet.
You're on the internet. Like,
right, well, and the best
we're
part...
We're not, like, in the computer messing around with the fucking
right.
Wi-Fi.
Well, and the best part is, like, Morris says frozen in chat and, like, we see it because we still have internet.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah. we can't stream because we don't have internet.
But the computer doesn't have internet, and mm-hmm. so that's the issue.
I don't know, man. But anyway, I guess back to what we were doing.
That's some shit.
You want to watch the news bloopers?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch news
bloopers. We're going to go offline again.
Now to sports.
One, you should probably put it up.
I should probably put it up, but your face, dude.
With Meredith Shane.
Action 7 News reporter Christine Pei is at the scene with what we know. Apparently, we don't have that story. Right now, astronomers at the University of
Investigation.
No, did you see him throw his papers?
No.
That was the best part. He threw his papers up.
Investigation in Southwest Albuquerque. You can see right here. I'm Scott
Mattis live. So they brought it in, and they were like, "What? He's talking. Let's bring him back." And then, oh no, he's mad. Let's go back.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Good Lord.
They took forever to bring her in.
That dude's fired.
And then he was like a professional, and instead of waiting for like 30 minutes, he said, "All right, we're not going to go to that." Right. And then they went to that. And then he's like, "Well, I guess we're going to that." Yeah. And then they went back to him. Yeah, that dude in the control room got fired. Yeah, large cat spotted is what this one says.
Orlando, Mississippi, where there's been spottings of a cougar, and that's not it. That looks like a house cat. But we're just feet away from where a local man rolled his cell phone video on what some say is a cougar. I'll be right back with a live report.
It's just a cat.
Right there. Nope, oh, that's a house cat.
Here we go.
He's going to come in again, isn't he? No.
Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's happening again. No frames again. No, disconnected. I don't know what it is, man. But this time it says we have internet. Tim, did you reconnect?
Stop and start it, man. See if that does it.
We'll see if it reconnects. Gone again. Morris?
This is shitty.
I just don't even... What do I do?
Dude, we stopped the show. I have no idea.
I don't know what to do, man.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. I don't know. It's something... Computer needs to restart.
Like, what if I stop stream? Unplug, no, this computer I turned on brand new this morning. When I was out of town, I shut it down.
I plug a wireless receiver.
Maybe I should disconnect this, you know?
I don't know, man.
Reconnect, maybe? So we can get a, can even get like a new IP address or something?
Hardwire this shit in.
I can't. Router's out there.
Run a wire.
I might. I might have to do that. Like, that's going to be horrible because it's going to run across my entire house.
Yeah.
I think they make those things that you can plug into outlets that like extend it. I don't know how they work. I need to do some research. Maybe I'll do that because they always get like a Best Buy gift card for Christmas. So maybe I'll spend it on that.
Oh, a wireless.
Right, because what you do is, well, it's not a booster. You plug one into an outlet, and then you hardwire that in, and then you plug it the other one into an outlet in another room, and then you run a wire off it. And it claims to use your in-home electricity to run your internet.
Yeah, that's a different thing than just a Wi-Fi network, right.
So it does extend it, but like it extends it. Like, I mean, we should be online for all intents and purposes right now. So,
but I mean, they also make Wi-Fi just signal boosters. But I mean, that would be not
now we're back.
We need if the computer can't
well,
read it, a
no
Wi-Fi
because thing. The signal's fine.
Right.
It's not the signal.
It's the receiver on the computer.
I don't even think it's that.
I think it's that.
I think right now the router is pooping. I think it says that we have because it's always connected. It just says no internet access. So I think that we're getting like a bad server or something.
Is connected. This is connected.
Yeah, but this is a different IP address than this one and this one. I think this is a bad connection to the router somehow. I don't know, man. I don't know. We need a tech expert to come in here and answer all these questions. What's your tempters?
Tempters.
Six. I'm gonna say six.
72.
Okay, 72 and six. Mm-hmm. All right, should we risk it again for the biscuit?
Risk it for the biscuit.
This one's on the BBC. I really wanted.
Because it's ridiculous.
Local man.
I want Margaret Morris to see this one because it's from BBC.
Some say is a cougar. I'll be right back.
Look at that cougar, dude. Watch out! It's coming for you.
Oh, I'm in the wrong spot. I am in the wrong spot.
Can we talk about how the guy's name is Tom Donkin?
Tom Donkin. And I'm still in the wrong spot.
Dude, you're on TV right now.
Hello and welcome.
To nap about what's been the difference.
What's the temperature?
Was that George W. Bush right there?
Let's see, it is, what's the temperature out right now, man? Like 30-something probably?
Yes. Pretty cold.
It's cold out, yeah.
But yes, I believe it is 30.
On my channel, mm-hmm. which I could do on... Yeah. Oh, the temperature on the CPU GPU. Six. How do I know that?
Feel inside the machine, man. I don't know. There's probably a thing that you could look at. Morris, stop being smart.
Yeah, man, we're dumb. Remember who you're talking to.
He doesn't know where to look for that. I don't know where to look for that.
And leading the news.
Go back. That was George W. Bush.
Along with.
Hello and welcome.
To nap about what's been the difference. What?
Hey. Yeah, that's George Bush going,
hey.
Hey.
Hey, news lady.
I'm interrupting you.
News lady, hey.
For him.
And leading the news this morning, the Conservatives have made big gains.
Along with the many...
Whoa!
He already has.
I do
believe he was
wearing a white
t-shirt and blue jeans whenever he took off.
Here's a...
You got some Galveston beer!
Well, thank you. That will be nice for after we are done covering this.
All the latest traffic to help you avoid those hotspots this Friday morning, plus lots of your photos. Put a bit of smoke!
That lady got hit in the face, dude.
Did they just throw a snowball at her?
Yeah, the cameraman threw a snowball at her.
Thousands have been built here. Over the-
Maybe go stand somewhere else. Oh, this is incredibly famous.
What will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting.
Here comes the other one. It's the best part, dude. Like, it was like, what's up, dudes? I'm coming in. I'm a toddler. What's up, dude?
Pardon me.
She is just like, oh my God. You get the hell out of this room.
What was this going to be for the region?
And they just leave it on. Just cut away from them for like 5 seconds.
You know why? It's because I'm in the control room.
Yeah,
that's what
like,
it is.
Nope, we're keeping
like,
this.
If me and you were in this man's situation, we would just turn around and be like,
"This
hey,
is the best day of work ever.
We're working, guys. Can you please leave for a second?" Like it. Like he's just like, "Nothing's happening.
Right.
Pay no attention. There are no children. My wife did not come.
I don't.
The room,
I'm
like
not married.
This did not happen. No. And like we're just like, that's just." It's the best, dude.
South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited.
Here's some other great.
Like now they're mad.
Yeah.
Lititz.
It's Lititz.
Lititz.
Let's get excited about that 69.
Lititz.
It's pretty good this time of year, isn't it? I know you're excited about the win, but how about that 69? When Monique Vanderstroom.
That lady has never heard of the
no.
sexual term 69.
She has never heard of that in her
before.
Life, right?
Nope.
Can we talk about how we've been live for 5 minutes, no drop frames? It's like, and I just disconnected and reconnected the internet. That's all I did. Like.
This makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And we haven't gotten any chats from Morris, which is fine. May not be chatting, but like. I don't know, dude.
Are you worried?
Well, now I worry that like. This computer broke that computer, and I just closed out on the thing.
I think we're good.
Did I close the one we were watching?
You might have.
Of course I did!
Oh, my God.
I know you're excited about
it. Yes, I see things out you know, dude.
I want that 69. When Monique Vanderstroom first opened her Y&I dairy farm in 2008, she wanted to sell milk. But all the rules and permitting required to bottle the milk made it difficult for the small farmer to do so.
got a little nip there. You got little tits.
Good morning, everyone. Sometimes, yeah. I can.
Did we miss it?
We missed
it. I think we missed it.
Everyone.
Made it difficult for the small farmer to do so.
That's your kind of thing, Maria. You love doing it yourself.
Yeah, Yeah, that wasn't inappropriate. This lady's just dead. She's the opposite of the 69 lady.
I just masturbated, so yep, you know it.
Last week, Twitter guidelines were being updated due to confusion. The company says any users who tweets content... Excuse me.
I like that their news is sponsored by Bojangles.
All right.
Your participation activity of the day is swinging.
What?
It was acceptable back when Hal and Joanne were kind of the face of participation.
What?
This dude's having a stroke.
Bojangles is like a chicken. It's like a, you know how like Waffle House is like a less classy IHOP? Bojangles is like a less classy KFC. I think that's a good way to describe it.
Oh, swinging at a playground. So either way, you get your activity in for the day, I guess. There's that.
Well, good cardio.
Oh my God.
Some of the best, they say.
This poor lady.
Some of the best, they say.
It's called Go to Commercial.
Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Turned
on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Deli Cat Essen.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
I'm on Jackson Street. I call kids on my own kids. I'm sick of it.
Hey, boy, shut up.
Here's like an actual customer out here. What's
what
the best kind of
fucking terrible
fire?
Edit.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
My brother used to come in and break in and steal my TV.
I gotta watch that one again.
But now he's dead.
What was that one, dude?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my God. DiCaprio.
That was a good
Once
little string
turned
of them.
On, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
After being briefed on such a crime.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
I call the police on my own kids. I'm sick of it.
Hey, boy, shut up.
Here's like an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Damn. That kid needs a fucking...
That's planted. Right? There's no way that's real.
Yeah. Maybe.
Wait a minute. You're not...
Yeah. I knew you
were... What was he? Must be like a football player or something.
Your name?
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, it's Adrian Peterson. Okay.
Wait a minute. You're not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first and last name, please.
Erica O'Donnell.
And can you spell first and last?
It's written on her shirt.
FIRSTLAST.
She spelled first and last. She spelled first and last.
I meant your first and last name.
Why also would you spell it anyway?
Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything.
I know 80 years old.
Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76, to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans New Orleans East?
Oh. Is the elephant heavy? I'm coming back.
Oh, hold on. Frames.
Uh-oh.
All right, it looks like we're okay. We're still online.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, oh. Okay, we're just going to continue. If we go offline, we will be back. I hope.
Good Thursday morning to you. I'm Joy Redmond. Your time right now is 7:57. Take a look here as MDOT traffic zooms into an accident you certainly want to be aware of as you're heading out the door this morning. All right, let's focus on the...
Fannies?
Fannies Cabaret.
Three helicopters are attacking the fire. As you can see behind me, this is Thompson River.
Why would you do this?
Oh, yeah, the bus. Like, just...
Yeah, oh, I think I heard about
one
this.
Job. Film the explosion. And
no bus!
And the bus.
No bus!
Get out of the way, bus! Are you...
Oh, jeez.
Now it moves on!
Here we go!
Oh, it's so great.
No, oh my God, rocks is actually relating to her or not. But wow, that was really dramatic. There's a reason they call these people heroes. I mean, they were going at a really good.
Does that say send nudes?
Please,
yep. I guess, you know, the good news is, yeah, yep. Send. What does that say? Send something, please. Let's say help.
Well, but it looks like the hiker or the
just like,
appears to be okay.
Ignore it. Move along.
It was a successful operation.
How does that happen?
That is Diamond. A couple had stopped at the subway in Grove City for some lunch when they saw this little dog barking and honking at its owner to hurry up. The video was posted on Facebook. Turns out this is not the first time Diamond has caused a ruckus. The pup has been seen around town doing this.
That
lady's losing it.
Cat's about to lose it. Oh, but seriously, what a sassy dog. I look,
the boss.
No, the guy is
he's getting a kick out of that, man. He hadn't laughed in so long. He's like, look at that dog honking a horn. Oh my God.
Wait, what are you guys doing?
Jesus, yeah, shut up.
I'm going to look at the forecast while they sing. Let's go ahead and take a look at this morning.
Wait, we're live on TV right now?
Yes. No.
What?
That's not your job.
A chilly fart. Oh my God. Chilly start.
Chilly fart, he said.
Chilly fart.
Weekend. 88 in Mobile. Fairhope, 88 Pensacola.
Of course, it's in Alabama.
Destin at 88.
Right now, dew points in the 20s and near 30 degrees across central Mississippi. Well, hey there.
I don't know what's going on, but Zane doesn't know. Are you sure? Are you crazy sure?
Well.
Look, what is with these news people just unable to react to anything right that's happening to them?
Take a look at what's
going on. I'd be like, yeah, we're doing
right
weather right now.
Out the weather right now?
Yeah, there are farts everywhere and toots. It's not gonna do it. It's like it's crazy.
Now someone comes and gets it.
La gente aquí está loca por verte en bikini, pero la cámara nada más está
bikini.
Tomando la mitad de tu cuerpo. ¿Le podemos decir al camarógrafo que abra?
Mire, mire mi cuerpo, Raúl.
No, pero ahí no está. Yo quiero que la gente vea en el... A ver.
How are you feeling? Excuse me? Can I speak English? You. Me? No English. No problem. Every time, happy, I have a pen, I have a oi, hey, a
what is going on right now, man?
Oh, my God.
That's a troll, right?
Go. Go home. I go home.
Проголосовать за
I think so.
Программу реновации дома. Собака.
She was fucking scared shitless, man. What was that? Was that a
dog?
Was that a gun? Oh, God, it's a dog.
Артем Васьев расскажет подробнее, что мне делает собака в студии.
She is terrified of that dog.
Я вообще кошатница.
Yeah, I don't think she's...
Я кошатница, я люблю кошек.
Is this Russia? This is Russia.
F device.
It's wherever they don't have dogs.
Yeah. F and France. Frederick.
These are less funny because they're not in English.
Yeah,
can't really understand them.
What we're seeing here, look at. What we're seeing here, look at them sharing water just out of the cap of that bottle.
Stupid.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that that was water.
Well, yeah.
It looks like you've been training for this for some time.
I've been doing this for about 25 years.
Oh, no! They just freeze? What just happened?
Beth,
what was that?
It's a pleasure to be
I don't
you
know.
Guys here on the field from up close, just watching.
I don't really want to know.
Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is having the time of his life.
Who is this guy?
British serviceman.
That wasn't a blooper as much as that guy was just bad.
To save a woman who'd collapsed while she was on her trek. But he's now attempting to scale the world's highest mountain again. He's going back and joins us now in the studio ahead of his next mission. Good morning.
I think you have the wrong guest, sir.
Ah, you are Todd Landman, aren't you? Do you know, it's ever so funny.
You look so heroic.
You have one job, man.
I looked at that, I thought, he doesn't necessarily look like a mountaineer.
I think our mountaineer is that man behind us.
That's the one.
Yeah, are you open?
Okay, ready?
Who's doing yours? Where's yours?
Don't take your contacts out after you do it.
Ernie Bjorkman's doing it.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Really? It's not a tiny bite challenge. It's a one-chip challenge.
What's wrong?
Oh, this is the where they eat those hot potato chips, right?
No, it's too hot.
Do we lick your feet?
Oh.
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting. Did you eat the whole chip?
Yeah, I ate the whole chip. That's why it's called a chip challenge.
Oh, you look fine.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups.
Oh, man.
One of these dudes have been eating spicy food the rest of their whole life. The other dudes have never touched anything that spicy.
The chick's dying. Oh, God.
This is going very poorly, folks.
That's when you stop the segment, is when there's vomit involved.
Oh, God.
I just take this moment to say I'm glad we don't do this stuff on the show.
Yeah, like, why? Why?
It's just for ratings.
Yeah.
You all right there, buddy?
Your job is to do the news, not be a YouTube channel.
You okay? Mm-hmm. Need some water?
You're
maybe
not
some milk?
Gonna win.
No sweat.
Uh-huh.
There is milk there. Can we get a close-up on his eyes?
Oh, my God.
He's like, I don't want to be a pussy. I don't want to take the drink.
Did you eat this? Oh, my God,
yes.
You did.
I'm Ethiopian. My family is African. So I've been eating hot sauce since I was a baby.
This isn't affecting you
at all?
Dirty look you just gave me. Jim, it's okay.
Dude, the man is dying.
He's dying
just
inside.
Just drink some milk.
Just take a drink, you fucking bitch!
You're literally sweating, Jim.
Stop talking, he said. Stop talking, he said.
Can we get a medic in here for Jim?
Oh, God.
My lips are on fire.
This guy's an idiot.
This is not affecting you at all.
White people think mayonnaise is spicy.
Oh, yeah, like my nose was like a little runny. But I'm okay now. You look good, though, Jim. You're glistening, basking.
Do you think this is really just like they let this run for 5 minutes on the news?
What else they gonna do?
Oh,
he
my
didn't
God.
Drink
I mean, well, let's look at it this way while this man's face is on the screen. Like... All right, me and you, we work at a local news organization, and our boss makes us do the one-chip challenge. And us, being artistes with credibility, we go, well, we need a paycheck. Guess we'll do it. And then it goes as wrong as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to comply so hard to my boss's wishes by leaving that up on the news as long as I can. I hope it melts down. I hope the man cries. Because our boss made us do this. We could be reporting about tax cuts or whatever's happening, but no, we're doing the one chip challenge.
Yep.
So this man.
We're going to make it last 35 minutes.
And I clearly won.
Why,
You let us know what you think.
No. Oh my God, I think I'm having a heart attack. I can't. I'm going to. Oh my God, I think I'm doing damage to my digestive system.
She says, you're fine. He's really running off.
He's dead.
Invalid license key. All right, well, we don't pay for it. So, let's close the year in photos because that broke our internet. What do you think? Should we risk it for the biscuit?
I think it needs like a reef. Oh, nope, here they are.
It's working now. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the internet. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's not watch this anymore. All right, top 10 songs. Let's do top 10 songs 2017, man. I like to do this because I'm incredibly out of touch.
This is a TV show.
You shut your lips, and I want to know if we know any of these songs.
All right,
so number 10. This list is they compiled all of the top 10 lists and then made a top 10 list
out of all of those.
So it's basically an average of the top 10s.
The median of the top 10s.
So Harry Styles, Sign of the Times. I'm ashamed to say, but I do know this song. Remember this stupid song? Let's see if we get to the chorus.
Did they record this while shooting Dunkirk?
Probably. This thing right here. Remember this stupid song? You ever heard this? This is the guy from One Direction, right?
Yeah.
And he was in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's number 10. All right, number 9 is Dua Lipa, New Rules. Oh, this is Lord. I actually was introduced to this song by chat. I actually kind of like this song. I'm a little surprised it's on a list, to be totally honest.
What?
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Like that?
No. Yeah, I'm with Morris. No.
About Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, featuring Justin Bieber, Despacito.
Oh, get this shit off. This song makes me want to commit suicide.
You, everyone knows Despacito, man. Everyone knows it.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah.
It's so good, dude. What are you talking about? There's literally people that love this song, like unironically.
I know. Yeah, those people are interesting.
Okay, how about Lord Green Light? It's number 7.
Yeah, it's their... I do my makeup in somebody else's car. I think there's like maybe a song or so by her that I don't mind, but this one is definitely not it.
I am Lord, Lordy Lord Lord.
It's just bad.
Is this? I don't know, dude. I want to say really mean things about Lord, but like, I feel like she's a tiny girl, like a little girl. You know?
No. What do you mean by that?
Like, I feel like I would be beating up a small child.
She's 21.
She's also famous. Like, I feel like she's fair game, right?
Yeah.
Like, she sucks, okay? She's the worst.
Yeah, she's really bad. I don't enjoy it. Like, Royals, that is one that her first big song.
But that song got played into the ground.
It did.
So hard.
They always do. That's why radio's terrible.
Ken. Selena Gomez, Bad Liar. What do you think, man?
Skip.
Nope, we gotta hear some of it.
Skip.
I don't know what the song is, man. Call me an amenity. I've never heard this. Have you ever heard this?
No. Even if
it's in my dreams. It's Gomez's deft use of her relatively thin voice that's the revelation here, an alluring murmur that hints at a slightly more left-of-center pop career than one might expect from a former Disney star. I've never heard this song in my life.
Yeah, she's overproduced. All the shit's overproduced,
yes.
But I mean, she does have a good voice. It's different-ish.
I've never heard this.
But then you get into the repetitive shit that is choruses nowadays. I'm just like...
Number 5, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, DNA.
DNA.
I was about to say Humble. No, that might be here, but...
Is that Don Cheadle?
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah, that's Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick Lamar is an incredibly talented rapper, but I feel like all of his songs sound the same at this point.
Like, he's definitely got the flow.
To me, he fell into Eminem's territory, where every Eminem song sounds like this. Every single time you spit like this, every single time you rap like this, play this beat back and forth. It's every single time, and I'm tired of it, dude.
One of your best impressions of anything that
I've ever heard. That's because it's not hard. That's Eminem. And now Kendrick Lamar sounds like Kendrick Lamar in every song. And it's Eminem's also very good. It's just, okay, after 20 years, I know every Eminem song. Right. Every time he comes out with a new song, it's Eminem on a different beat.
He just dropped a new album. Have you heard anything about it?
I bet I've heard every song on it.
No, you probably have not.
I bet I've heard every song on it.
I don't think anybody knows it dropped.
Well, I think it was on the front page of iTunes, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
I haven't listened to any of it.
I think it was. Because when I opened up iTunes today, I think it showed up like on the front page.
Not Hunko Jack? Huncho Jack?
Maybe not.
Huncho Jack.
It might have been Revival, last Thursday or no, Sunday's
right
episode
there.
Or something.
It's right there.
Where? Oh, Revival.
Yeah.
It looks like a country album.
Right.
You could put Eric Church's face in here and it would be his thing.
Fun. Well, right. Yeah, I'm sure it's all, you know, about fucking politics and Trump and shit.
Which ones are his single, do you know?
I have no idea.
Like, should we just do like Walk on Water feature Beyonce? That's probably good.
That would probably be one of the ones, yeah.
It's probably good, right? Let's
But I know. The Mathers disc set. Always in search of the verse that I haven't. Can
mama stay? How about one where he raps? Let's try
like,
one of
literally,
those.
Literally, that was all Beyonce. From the bottom. Do you still believe?
Walk on Water was the first big one. That's what we just listened to. But I just get so into it. I was there consoling you and it sounds like Eminem.
I mean, it's a little bit different than
it's a little slower.
Yeah.
But there it was.
Great. Going through it.
I mean, he's a great rapper. Like, there's a lot that goes into rapping, like lyrics and messaging and wordplay and all that. I get it, but he sounds like Eminem on every single thing he does.
Yeah,
he just there's nothing wrong with that. It's just I've heard it all,
right?
You know, it's like I don't know. And Kendrick Lamar has 20 years ahead of him still before he gets, I think, to Eminem territory. But
he's already kind of at the Eminem level,
right? Because all of his beats sound the same. Like, I think Kendrick Lamar is held back because all of his production is done by, like, the same dudes he went to high school with. And where Eminem went to different producers, so they at least stretched out his sound to be unique. And Kendrick Lamar is still, now let's just do some 808, some cowbells on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Number four.
Oh, God.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Yep.
Is that a thing?
Yep.
Okay. Have you heard of Lil Uzi Vert?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I feel like he's one of the mumble guys. Push me to the
edge. Is that him?
Yeah.
All these little rappers in 2017.
So right in. All the way
to my best falling home. Every time that you leave. Doesn't he sound like Lil Wayne?
This is not this and Man's Not Hot are the exact same things.
I don't know what Man's Not Hot is.
You've definitely seen Man's Not Hot.
I don't know what Man's Not Hot is.
Go to YouTube right now if you have not seen Man's Not Hot.
Man's Not Hot.
It's like knowing Pinella, you have to know this song.
I don't really know Pinella.
And also Reddit.
I only talk to him once a week during our podcast. Now we don't do our podcast anymore, so.
And this is an actual music video for it now. When did this come out?
I'm in Miami.
It has 133 million
October.
Views.
October.
You know, man's international now, fam. Check the statistics.
Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Quick maths.
This got memed so hard.
Though?
It's serious from him, but then the internet blew it up because it was so dumb.
You man with ducking.
It's like it goes scat, 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 man. He's got a pumpy big
tin. Hold tight, my man. Did he just say big titty?
I don't know.
A chop, chop, chop on the phone. Moving up, going.
Little Pump is so bad. Little Peep is bad, and now he's dead. I don't know who these people are. Is he wearing socks and sandals at the beach?
Like, this is literally it. I think it came out earlier this year where it was just like, this is actually, this is more produced than the one I've heard.
Take off your jacket, and I said, man's not hot?
Uh-huh, yeah, man.
This whole music video is about him being, like, at the beach, and he's hot?
See, here's the thing. This is how it started. This is the first thing I ever saw about it.
Boom.
Everything goes blat, pow, quack, blap, quack. Yeah.
Scoop no. Rat no.
Rat no. So can I be a rapper if I can just go like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just really fast?
-1, that's 3, quick maths. Everyday man's on the block.
Like, I didn't realize the quick maths thing was, I knew it was a meme, I did not realize this is where it came from.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've seen 2 + 2 - 1 = 3 quick maths in every Twitch chat, everywhere.
He's got a pumpy. Old type my man. He's got a frisbee.
Probably get copyright strike.
Oh, who cares?
From this one now. That cornflakes.
Let's give him some money.
Rice crispy. All time my girl Whitney.
Perfect.
On the road doing 10 toes. Llama toes. You man.
10 toes? Llama toes? Is that what he just said?
He's not saying anything. Ha,
look at your nose. What? You dick hurt? Look at your nose.
I think we're late to this party, but yeah, man, this is bad.
You get me?
Well, I did say at the beginning of this segment that the whole reason we were doing this is to see how out of touch I was, so.
You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what this song is.
It's terrible.
Okay, number three is Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos.
Flank.
Now, I like Calvin Harris. I like Frank Ocean. I don't know who Migos is.
Migos, Childish gave him a shout out in his, like, Emmy Award speech.
It must be nice.
Bad and Bougie.
Hey, can any of us, every people in chat, have you ever win an Oscar, an Emmy, a Golden Globe, or anything? Just shout out to Seth and Colby Show. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're not I'm sad that I know these things. I'm pretty sure they sing bad.
See, I could get into this. This is up my alley. Just kind of laid back.
Better than anything else on this list.
Yep, it has melody. Okay, here's Humble by Kendrick Lamar. Let's see if this sounds like the other Kendrick Lamar songs.
Probably, yeah.
See, Top Dog Entertainment. Like, you can't get away. Funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke,
put a little baby in a spiral. I'll admit, there is a Skrillex remix to this song.
I think I've heard that, and that's good.
I like that one. That one gets me going at the gym. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Rock hard is going to be our new sub sound.
There you go.
You screaming rock hard is going to be our sub sound. I got to write it down.
Perfect.
Where's my notebook, bro? Dude. Where's my notebook?
It's on the floor, Scott.
Need my notebook. Ow!
Man's not hot.
Take off your jacket. No.
Man's not hot.
What was that at? A minute or an hour and 35 minutes?
Yep, sure.
Rock hard.
Yeah. Perfect.
Now whenever anyone subs, go rock hard. Okay, perfect. All right. Number one is Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
What the fuck is that, and who the fuck is that?
If this is the top music 2017, 2018 needs to make some better music. I mean, that's why I look at this list, because this list is an amalgamation of all lists. Like, number one here was listed as number one on the majority of lists, which is why it's number one. I've never even heard of this.
Yeah,
maybe it's good, dude.
My guess is going to be no.
I'm not joking with you. That ding dong, ding dong, ding dong thing. This? That's a garage band loop.
Is it?
You know how I know that? Because I made one for Unofficial Tony P and it had that in it. It's got a more reverb on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could open up GarageBand on this computer right now and I could play that for you. I even know what it's called. I even know where the file is. Literally, I use that in a rap song for Unofficial Tony P.
Nice. Yeah, well, that shows you the production skills of...
This is the number one song of 2017.
Yeah. This is why I don't listen to mainstream music, man.
You just said that a Humble song by Skrillex got you rock hard at the gym.
For douchebag time, yes, it's perfect. Any other time where I'm not being douchey, I'm like, no, I'm gonna stick with my orc music.
Oh, I have heard this. This song's horrible. I can get them both. I don't want the tools, and I'm quick. The beat paces back and forth like a panther, and Cardi's lyrics drip with refined acridolious scorn. There's absolutely nothing that her foe does that she doesn't do better. That means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gonna do what a who? This is horrible.
I don't get it, man.
Is there a hook? You know where I be. You run the club
just to party. I'm there. I get paid a fee. I don't fuck with you, I think it's the hook. So much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. What bitch
working as hard as me? This is really bad, man. These hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say... Okay, honorable mentions. Charlie XCX Boys, number 12 is Sampha, and 13 is Future. Mask Off. We need Demi X Rudolph on this list. That's top of the decade, dude. We'll get there.
Of the decade, man.
Top of the decade.
Yeah, I don't like music.
Top 10 best TV shows. Number 10, Young Pope. Didn't watch it.
Nope.
Number 9, The Deuce on HBO.
Nope.
Number 8, Halt and Catch Fire.
Nope.
Number 7, Insecure.
Nope.
Number 6, The Handmaid's Tale.
Nope.
Number 5, Big Little Lies. Watched it. Very good.
Nope.
Number 4, Better Things.
Nope.
Okay. Number 3, The Good Place. Chris loves this show.
Nope.
Chris loves it. Number 2, Twin Peaks, The Return.
Nope.
And number 1, The Leftovers.
No.
That show I need to watch.
I literally have not seen any.
It's made by the guy who made Lost.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very slow.
Yeah.
But it's over. now. Okay. So we could binge watch it, mm-hmm. and that would make it bearable. Make like, it Chris bearable. And I watched the first season, like half of it, and we're just like, oh my God, get on with it! You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's supposed to be really, really good. You just have to, it like took place over
HBOs
6 years.
How many HBOs were on there?
Well, there's one.
There's like five.
Two, three, four, five. Half the list is HBO.
Wow.
And then there's one AMC, one Hulu, one FX, one NBC, one Showtime. No Netflix. Where's The Crown at, dude? This list is messed up. Where's Westworld? All right.
I don't think it was this year. It was last year.
Oh, that might be true. But The Crown should be on this list.
Game of Thrones isn't on that list. Then again, everybody hated this season. They loved it, but they hated
it. Last three episodes, fantastic. Mm-hmm. The first seven, really bad.
Not even seven.
Six. Four.
How many episodes were there?
Five.
They weren't...
I think there was eight?
Yeah.
Was there eight episodes? Eight. I think it was eight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the last three, really good. First mm-hmm. five, not that great. They mm-hmm. could have literally just aired those three. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if the next Game of Thrones is going to be like that, where like the first three are bad and the last three are amazing? Like, how mad are you going to be, dude?
I'm pissed. Unbelievable. I'm already pissed.
Right, you're just mad you have to wait.
I don't want to watch season.
You're just mad you have to wait in the first place.
Yep, I'm with you, dude.
When you're taking a fucking year off, who else gets to take a year off and then be just like, oh, we're gonna be the same exact goodness that we were, you know, 2 years ago when we were on TV.
Honorable mentions on this list, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW, Better Call Saul on AMC, and Master of None on Netflix.
Wow, really? So that's the Netflix one that gets called out, Master of None.
That's supposed to be a really good show. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Aziz?
I don't like Aziz.
You don't like Aziz?
I don't really
Snake
like Aziz.
Juice, bro!
I liked him in Parks and Rec, but like his stand-up is just, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, I don't... Well, I watched...
No reason than it should be.
I feel like I don't get it. He's one of those guys that like I can see the appeal, but it's not me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I don't know. It's like, just like all that music is like, who the fuck is that for?
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Like, some of that I can be like, all right. Like, the Kendrick Lamar stuff, I can be like, all right. At least mm-hmm. he's saying words.
Yep.
Like, if you're into this style of music, I can see this being very good. Mm-hmm. That stuff at the end. Like, there's no difference to me from the number one song and the Man's Got Coat or whatever the name is.
Man's Got Coat.
Whatever the name of that song was.
Man does not need coat. Man is not hot.
No, man needs coat because man not hot.
Man,
wait, that doesn't mean...
Yeah, he doesn't need a coat.
No, but he won't take it off, though, because he's not hot.
Right. Yes, that's it.
So he needs it because he's cold. Man
but
is cold.
But he's not. He's not hot.
Right, he's not hot, but he's cold.
Yeah.
That's why he's wearing a coat.
Oh, God, now I'm confused.
Man has disease. Right. Man is cold. Man needs coat. That's what he should do every time, man. That's the whole idea. So
That's pretty bad.
Should we wrap up this stupid show?
Yeah. Did we go... Wait, there was one other thing, right?
Album? It was best albums.
Oh, God.
I mean, we can peruse it. I feel like it's going to be the same thing. All right.
Mount Airy. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it as well. Let's look here. All right. I'll show it up on screen. Mount Airy, A Crow Looked at Me is the name of the album. Here's Real Death by Mount Airy.
Death is real.
Jeez. How do I turn this down?
Someone's staring and they're not. And it's not for singing about.
Got to do it the old-fashioned way because I don't know how to turn SoundCloud down.
Making into art. Real death enters the house.
Okay, this is the type of, like, you know me. This song is made for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a low, it's a dude in one guitar, it's really introspective.
Yeah, it's kind of
depressing. This sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
You were.
Like, is talent not a thing people need anymore?
I don't know. I don't know how this
like,
is.
Like, man can't sing!
Man can't sing. Maybe it's so raw that people are like, oh, look, finally somebody with no auto-tune.
There's plenty of that out there.
Yeah. Agreed. This is not good.
Okay.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Vince agreed it's better than most of the stuff on the top 10 list.
Yeah.
Vince Staples' Big Fish Theory. Don't know what I expected. There's a fish.
I was up late night balling, so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping late nights, eating gun squeeze.
God, I'm so sick of people being like, I used to be small, but now I'm big. I used to be poor, but now I'm rich. My penis got bigger by a size of a semi truck because I found some hundies hit up in my mother's
But
number eight, Samhsa process.
This is in The Weeknd.
Mm. Says Samhsa is a once in a lifetime talent.
There's two dudes that look like pineapples in the world.
Whose ability to pull off risky sonic experiments is unparalleled. Among his many treasures, the album contains a track, No One Knows Me, Like the Piano, which might be the most beautiful written song of 2017. Okay, you know what? This is talent. Someone's writing a song, and he's singing it.
And playing piano.
You will show me I had something.
Like, it's okay. Some people call us so. Couldn't afford a good boat, though.
Do we have any boats that are floating?
Boats are rental.
There is one, but it is currently sinking, and it's in the middle of the ocean, but we have to go to it.
Rich overnight credit score still delayed.
Like, that's got to be what it is, right? Like, made $1 million last month, credit still 305.
Like, I mean, that's probably what it is. Like, can't go into a bank, bought this boat, cash only, wouldn't lease. Like, you know, something like that.
You should have been the rap artist.
All right, dude, here we go. Jay-Z, 444.
I never heard anything off this album.
I didn't even know Jay-Z came out with a new album.
Well, that's because it was strictly on Tidal for a good long while.
Oh, my God. Why, Jay-Z?
Okay, so far.
Can we rap? This sounds like a Jay-Z beat, you know?
All it sounds like, though.
Is there rap coming?
Don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You mature faster than me.
I haven't heard one rhyme yet.
So I apologize. I seen the innocence leave your eyes. I still mourn this death. I apologize for the.
I mean, it's okay, but this is for albums, too. Yeah. So, like, this is like the thing up here said, like. You know, it's his 13th album. It's stranger, thornier, far more compelling. Involved a mixture of wounded therapy talk, brash investment advice, heartwarming family business, and reasonably entertaining get off my long growl scene. So, like, as an album, it might be really good. That song itself didn't really stand out to me, but it was palatable.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to see if it's on
Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh, The War on Drugs. All right.
Nope.
No joke, chat. The War on Drugs, one of my top five favorite artists of all time.
Then again, a lot of his stuff, I don't think any of his stuff is on Spotify, Jay-Z.
It used to be. I used to listen to the Kanye West.
Well, now my phone's frozen, so. It's like you're trying to look at Jay-Z. You are broke. You are
broken. It won't
broken.
Even open. I'm looking, he's just touching his phone. Nothing's happening. Yep. Cool. Well, The War on Drugs is literally one of my favorite artists, so no kappa, so go easy on me, guys. I haven't heard this new album, though, because I stream too much and I don't listen to music.
Well.
You know, this sounds like The War on Drugs.
So I can swipe. Swiping works.
But your apps don't work.
Up and down works.
You got the hard restart, dude.
What the fuck? Technology!
You're gonna have to swipe up.
Siri fucking works.
Yep. This sounds exactly like The War on Drugs. I would love this album, I guarantee it. Just a bunch of guitars and sound walls that I love. LCD Sound System. I feel like this band's good, right? I don't know. Sounds like something else I would listen to. This is like my type of music right here. I'm sorry that it doesn't make you rock hard in the gym, man.
It doesn't. This makes me soft as shit.
The worst part of that is that that was the truth. Like, he was shriveling as that played. St. Vincent. This band's really good. I like St. Vincent. They play like this is like my hip hop. Like, this is as exotic as it gets for me, pretty much. Yeah. And then,
that's hip hop.
Well, it's not hip-hop. It's my hip-hop.
Okay.
Because my two styles of music are, this music is mostly synthetic instruments, and then you get The War on Drugs, which is just all instruments, and there's no middle ground for me, really.
Yeah, there is nothing on Jay-Z. No albums.
He had to take it off because he's the title, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Competitive.
Yep.
But he's got enough money. Like, who cares? No one's going to listen to his music anymore? All right, big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the problem. Have you ever heard of? Is this like
Is this like the
Wu-Tang where you say like SZA?
SZA.
Or is it SZA? I would say it's SZA, probably. Right?
That is probably it.
Oh, she's a top dog entertainment signee, dude.
Oh, buddy.
So prepare for her music to sound exactly like Kendrick Lamar's, all her production. Yep.
Is that Kendrick?
Bad. This isn't bad. I mean, it's way better than what number one was. At least this lady is like singing and saying words.
At least it's not like a blatant Nicki Minaj ripoff.
Okay, here's Lord again. So good for Lord, and then Kendrick. Damn. You know. Hmm. So I don't know, man.
So that just shows you, like,
the albums and
Kendrick,
songs. Were...
You used to be in love with Kendrick.
I really loved Kendrick stuff, yeah.
And then now, I mean, it's getting a little old, and then
it feels the same
every
time.
That old stuff, that the things that he just did well the first time and it still has that mantra.
Well, I think I told
you. Is better than everything else that came out this year.
Agreed. Well, not the War on Drugs album. That thing's probably a masterpiece, but...
According to this list, better than everything
that's come out this year. That's true. I see what you're saying. You're like, the stuff that's worse than it was 5 years ago for Kendrick is still better than everything that came out in 2017. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I told you back when Kendrick was, before even Good Kid Diddy came out, like, I was like, Kendrick's music gets worse every album. Like, his very first album was amazing. Mm-hmm. The second one was pretty good. Good Kid, Mad City was... pretty good, and then the next one was worse, and the next one was worse, and I feel like they're all good. They're just, it's Kendrick being Kendrick, man, you know, and it's just, I get it. I don't know, that might be a problem I just have against rap, which might be why I like Kanye, because he changes his sound every couple albums.
Right.
You know? But like...
Well, I mean, even my bands.
Like, I just get tired of hearing the same music.
Yeah, Asking Alexandria is one of the bigger, bigger bands in my genre of things, and they just came out with a brand new album. Sounds horribly different than anything that they've
ever
done.
Do you like it or not?
There's songs on there that I like, but like I like 3 out of the 12 songs that are on the album.
Well, I think a lot of that comes with... I'm going to sound really pretentious. Like, there's this band that I really love. They're called Fleet Foxes, okay? Mm. And they have an album. I just call it Mountain Folk Rock because it's just... It sounds like nothing else you've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And their newest album came out, and it's completely different than that. And it's still really good, and I feel like I look at that and I go... Or my favorite band, Me Without You. Every album they release is completely different. I'm just like, that's just because they can make music. It doesn't have to. They can't make music in this genre really well. You know, like, Kendrick could not be a guitar player. Ever. If he does anything that's not hip-hop, he's going to be bad at it.
Right.
You know? But I feel like a lot of artists, like Justin Timberlake's an example. Like, he can move from pop to, like, R&B to, like, soul and back and forth really well because that's what he does, you know? And I feel like a lot of these other, like, I'm not saying all your bands are that way, but I bet a lot of your bands, because you say that a lot of the music you listen to sounds like other music you listen
to.
Like, a lot of those B people that just try to sound like Asking Alexandria, they could probably only do that.
Right.
And so it takes another band that is actually talented to do this style and do this style, and you still like them.
I mean, that's the thing.
Because they're artists.
Their newest album is very rock, very almost country, folky rock stuff. There's barely screaming on it.
Okay.
And then their first album is like the definition of hardcore screamo music.
Right.
And so to transition from that, I mean, that's just the singer's age, but
yeah, that's what it is. People change, man.
And it's good. There's parts that's good, but then there's also a song on this album that has rap in it.
Right.
And I'm just like, what the?
But you listen to it at different moments, like one's for gym, one's for working, you know? But you could still listen to the same band, you know? And that, and I think that's important.
They're one of the only ones that has changed up their
sound. Well, and I've heard of them, so that tells you how why they're good, because you have a lot of bands you listen to I've never heard of.
Yeah.
They're like My War on Drugs.
There's another.
Never heard of that.
That True Friends song band.
Right.
Remember that?
I don't remember the name of them.
They Bring Me
I
the
just
Horizon.
Remember that. Hey, True Friends, stab you in the front. That was guitars
that
just droning.
Was much different than anything that they've done in the past, too, and so it's a change as well. And it's
a
great fucking album.
Yeah, but they sound like every single other song. It's like that.
Yeah, shut up.
They do.
They're better than that, though.
Well, yeah, but they still sound exactly
sound
like
that. Sound like what?
Like every other artist that has those songs.
Artist?
Yeah.
True.
I can't name them. It's just like they all sound the same.
They don't.
It's a bunch of 20-year-old men who sound like women.
It's
and they
different.
They have giant breakdowns. Then they sing a little hook, and then they have another massive breakdown. Then they scream, sing a chorus, and then they repeat that for 3.5 minutes, and they do that 12 times, and they ship it every 3 years. There's 14 bands like that you listen to. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your genre. I could break down my genre that well, too. It's a lot of men wailing over guitars, followed by just a guitar breakdown, followed by more wailing, and then a melody that fades out. You repeat that for 12 songs, release it every 45 years, which is what I feel like my artists release songs, because they're all doing heroin and crying into pillows and whatever else people that make my music do with their lives. And then they release an album.
Yeah.
And in that time, you've had 45 people that have come out with songs for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one band that I like, and I release an album every 4 years.
Yeah,
that's why I listen to Bob Dylan. It's over for me.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I reached my musical peak at like 20.
Yeah,
everything's been downhill since then.
I
don't know. It might be because I'm getting old. It might be because I'm out of touch. I can't tell you. But I remember when we talked about them on the show. I love to do these top 10 lists.
Yeah.
I love them. And I used to be like, dude, this album was actually really good. Mm-hmm. And like none of these. Like, most of them I don't feel are good, and then a lot of them I didn't even listen to.
Yeah. I don't know what music is now.
I don't either.
I'm very
Is that because we're old?
No, I think it just because it sucks.
It can't suck because how would they make money? People have got to be buying it. When you go to these parties, do you hear those songs in the background from the top 10 songs list? Like, not Man's Not Hot, but the woman song?
I heard a lot of Demi Lovato.
Yeah. See? I feel like we're just old and out of touch, man.
Most of the time, it's like nostalgia shit. We're listening to like 90s crap.
I think that means you're old.
Yeah. Or that all the music nowadays kind of sucks ass.
No, because I bet younger people listen to this stuff at their parties.
And that's
like high school kids have got to be listening to this at their parties.
Uh-huh.
And then when they're our age, they'll be listening to a 2010s mix.
Mm. I hate it.
Join me back in the 50s, man. Yeah. It's a good point.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's the end of the show, so we should probably play the end thing. And what's the name of this show? T-Sax? There it is.
Nope.
I couldn't find it, dude. I couldn't find it. I was wondering why it was so quiet, and I remembered I turned down the computer.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Merry Christmas to all of you. It is December 24th.
Merry
we were all going to do our Christmas celebrations and things now after the show is over, and we'll be back Thursday. For a new episode. Every week we do two shows. Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. We're not taking vacations because there's no reason to. So that's the thing. If you want to support the show, do so. Twitch.tv/TheColby. Follow us. It's 100% free. You can also subscribe for $4.99 a month. That really helps. Or donate during the show any amount of money. That also helps immensely. You can also watch us live. If you don't want to support us, just want to leech onto us like some type of blood-sucking parasite, you can do that too. It's at twitch.tv/TheColby where we're live twice a week. And then you can watch the video on demand on youtube.com/TheColby and listen to the audio version on podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethanColby.com. Follow us on Twitter. Whenever we miss a show, like we did on Thursday, we tweet about it. So make sure you're following us for Colby's memes and for updates about the show. Twitter.com/SethanColby. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. We will see you all on Thursday.
Thursday.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.